All right, let's build a rewind-worthy jungle intro in Ableton Live 12, using the funky drummer break as the main rhythmic engine. This is a beginner lesson, so we're going to keep the process simple, but the result should still feel proper, raw, musical, and ready for that selector moment where the crowd wants the tune pulled back and replayed. The big idea here is this. Don't just loop a break. Shape an intro that gives the listener a groove, a bit of tension, and a clear path into the drop. In old-school D&B and jungle, that intro matters a lot. It tells the DJ where the track sits in the mix, and it tells the listener what kind of energy they're about to get. First, set your project tempo somewhere in the classic D&B zone, around 170 to 175 BPM. A solid starting point is 174 BPM. Then drag in your funky drummer break onto an audio track. Pick a section that has a clear kick, snare, and hat pattern, because we want something playable right away. Once the clip is in, double-click it and turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats, and choose preserve transients so the drum hits stay punchy. If the break feels busy, start with a tighter transient resolution, like 1/16. If it feels more open, 1/8 can work too. The goal at this stage is not to destroy the natural groove. In jungle, that human swing is part of the magic. If you lock everything too tightly to the grid, it starts to lose character. Now let's turn at break into something you can actually arrange with. You've got two beginner-friendly options. You can either keep it as audio and split it manually, or you can right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. If you do that, slice by transient and let Ableton map the pieces into a drum rack. For a beginner, that's a really useful move, because now the break becomes an instrument. You can trigger the kick, snare, hat, ghost notes, and little fill bits however you want. You do not need to rebuild the original drummer performance exactly. In fact, it usually works better if you only use a few key pieces and build your own version of the groove. Focus on just 4 to 6 slices at first. Grab the main kick, the snare, a hat or two, a ghost snare, maybe a little tail or fill hit. That's enough to make a convincing D&B intro. Now make a 4-bar MIDI clip and start placing those slices into a simple arrangement. Think in phrases, not loops. That's a really important producer habit. Even a short 2-bar idea can feel like a full intro if you answer it with a variation. A good basic shape is this. Bar 1 should feel a little stripped back, almost like an opening statement. Bar 2 can bring in a stronger snare pulse and a bit more movement. Bar 3 can add a tiny fill or extra ghost note. Bar 4 should create a little space before the next section. That space is what helps the drop feel bigger. A useful trick here is to treat the snare like your anchor. If the snare feels right, the break usually feels right. Build around that pulse first, then fill in the hats and little movement afterward. Also, don't be afraid of a little roughness. Jungle character often lives in those small imperfections. As you build the groove, leave some air in it. Don't overpack every beat. A classic old-school intro often feels like the drums are opening up gradually, not fully hitting straight away. You want enough rhythm to lock the listener in, but still enough space for the drop to feel earned. Once the pattern is working, add a little basic drum processing. Start with EQ8. If you need to clean things up, high pass only the very low rumble, maybe around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, take a little out around 180 to 300 Hz. And if the snare gets a bit too sharp, gently soften the top around 4 to 8 kHz. Next, try drum bus. This can give the break a really nice attitude. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 20%. Add a little transient if you want more punch. Use crunch carefully, because a tiny bit goes a long way. If the break already has a strong kick, keep boom low or even off. You're trying to enhance the sample, not flatten it. You can also add saturator with soft clip-on. Start with just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. This is mostly about thickening the break and giving it a bit of edge, and use utility to keep an eye on the level. If the sample has weird stereo room noise or facey low end, check mono where needed. Now comes the key move in this lesson. Resampling. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling, or route the drum track if you only want the break. Arm the track and record your 4-bar groove. What you get now is not just a loop, it's a printed performance. It includes your edits, your effects, your groove decisions, and the energy of the arrangement so far. This is one of the biggest workflow wins in jungle and old-school D&B. Once the break is resampled, you can treat it like a new piece of audio. You can reverse hits, cut fragments, add heavier processing, or build fills much faster than if you stayed stuck in MIDI land. Now duplicate that resampled break and make a second version. This is where the intro starts to become interesting. You want contrast. Maybe the first version is cleaner and more open, and the second version is more processed or more tense. A simple way to do that is with auto filter. Put a low pass filter on the second version and automate the cutoff opening over a few bars. That gives you a natural lift, or you can make it dirtier with Redux, but use it lightly. You want a rougher edge, not digital mush. Another really effective move is a reverse pickup. Take the last snare or tail before the drop, reverse it, and place it right before the downbeat. That tiny detail can make the transition feel much more dramatic. You can also create a micro fill by repeating a single snare or hat hit twice at the end of a phrase. Small edits like that often do more for tension than adding a whole new instrument. Now let's give the intro a bit of low-end identity. Keep the bass simple. We are not writing the full bassline yet. This is just a teaser. Use a single sub note, a short bass stab, or a simple Reese fragment. The important part is to keep it sparse. One note every one or two bars is enough. Let the drums lead the intro. In jungle and DNB, the bass should often feel like a response, not an interruption. If your bass has too much top end, low pass it a bit. If it's a Reese, keep the low end stable and mono, and let the movement live more in the mids and highs. Use utility if you need to keep the sub centered. The last thing you want is a muddy intro where the kick and bass are fighting before the drop even arrives. A nice arrangement shape for this is simple. Bars 1 to 4 can be mostly drums. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in the first bass answer. Bars 9 to 12 can add a little more bass movement plus a fill. Then bar 13 can be the drop, or the rewind moment, depending on how you want the tune to hit. The final step is tension automation. This is what makes the drop feel intentional rather than accidental. Use auto filter to open the sound over the last 2 to 4 bars. If you've got a short reverb send or echo throw, use it on the last snare or pickup hit. You can also automate a tiny volume dip on the bass right before the drop, then bring it back on the downbeat. Even a brief half-beat stop can work wonders. Pull the drums out for a moment, leave a reversed hit or a tail in the gap, then slam everything back and on beat one. That contrast is what makes the drop hit. In this style, energy is not just about loudness. It's about space, timing, and release. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't over-quantize the break, because you'll lose the swing. Don't bring too much bass in too early, or the intro loses its pull. Don't wait too long to resample, because committing to audio often makes the arrangement easier and more creative. And don't overprocess the break, because too much compression, saturation, or EQ can flatten the groove. If you want a darker vibe, you can layer a very quiet texture under the intro, like vinyl noise or room tone, and filter it out before the drop. You can also print a second dirtier drum version and blend it underneath the cleaner one. That's a great way to get weight without losing clarity. Here is a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar intro using one funky drummer break, at least 5 slices, one main snare pattern, one ghost note, one tiny fill, one resampled audio pass, one filtered version, one reverse hit, and one bass note on the 4th bar. Keep it DJ-friendly and make the drop feel like it needs a rewind. So to recap the main idea, break first, bass second, resample early so you can arrange faster. And use space and contrast to make the drop hit harder. That's the foundation of a rewind-worthy jungle intro in Ableton Live 12. Go make it sound like the crowd needs to pull the tune back.